Don't you think it would be really difficult to get all excited and go out and vote if the race was already done? Well, that happened this week. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. Our guest this hour, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Senator McConnell has his memoir just published, The Long Game. We'll talk about his childhood. He had an awful battle with polio, how he got into politics, his lifelong love of baseball, what it's like to actually run the Senate nowadays. And we will talk about many other things with Senator Mitch McConnell. Then, Antiques Roadshow. Do you watch this show? Well, I don't always, but I stumbled upon it the other night when there was nothing else on. And I found something extremely interesting about this show. The way it's put together, the supposed experts, the stuff they bring on, Christina and I will talk about, yes, Antiques Roadshow. And then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina. And once again, Christina is broadcasting from an undisclosed location. We can disclose it's her house. Christina is into week two of her recuperation from her shoulder surgery, so Christina will be broadcasting from the Stoffo estate. We start things off this hour with voting this week in the primaries that were left in a couple of big states, most notably California, also New Jersey. But let's say you're a voter in one of those states, like I am. I live in New Jersey. How difficult was it to be able to get excited and go to the polls and vote in the presidential primary, no matter which side of the aisle you are on, when we already knew what was going to happen? Trump wrapped up the Republican nomination when Ted Cruz dropped out weeks ago. And over on the Democrat side, because of superdelegates and the way that whole thing is set up, which is really shady when you really think about it, you had CNN and other news outlets on Monday night, the night before the primary, say, hey, it's over. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive Democratic nominee, before people even went to the polls on Tuesday. That's why these Bernie people are so upset. If you're just going to say, don't even go and bother tomorrow because Hillary's already won, we know what the superdelegates are going to do. But it doesn't matter, again, which side of the aisle you're on. The way the primary system is set up, too much importance is given to too few states. All we hear about leading up to any presidential race, New Hampshire, Iowa, it's where it all starts. And you hear presidential candidates, New Hampshire, you are the bellwether for the rest of the country. And you Iowans, you are blazing a path that will lead to the White House. Why do we give these two states that level of importance and that responsibility? Not to say anything bad about the lovely people in New Hampshire and Iowa, but you see what I mean? It makes no sense. Why do we have a general election on one day in November? Why don't we have a general primary day one day? No, it doesn't have to be in February. Doesn't have to be in March. Doesn't have to be in April. What about now in June? Because you will give candidates the opportunity to choose where they want to spend their money and where they want to campaign. They still have months and months and months. Because this cycle started a year ago when Trump first said he was running. We are 1 year into the 2016 election, which still will not take place for about 5 months from now. Let's have one general primary day. That way, Hawaii is no less important than California, is no less important than New York, is no less important than Delaware. One person, one vote, it all means the same. We already have a stilted general election to a certain extent because of the Electoral College. We shouldn't do that during our primaries. Give people an opportunity to go and vote when their vote will actually mean something. Because essentially, no matter who you were going to vote for, in either party, it was already a done deal. And all you ended up doing was increasing your chances of being called for jury duty. Stay with us. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jake returned from the Persian Gulf, his legs were paralyzed. His family brought their tools to his rented house and removed stairs, built ramps, and lowered countertops. But Jake's landlord says these major alterations were not approved, and they've destroyed his house. He's suing. Who do you think will win this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The court ruled that a landlord cannot prohibit modifications which allow a disabled person the right to fully enjoy the premises. Even though they've drastically changed a rented house, the alterations made for Jake's life in a wheelchair can stay. And that's the final verdict.